We're on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and we're learning the Agadat Shlosha Dvar Makatsrim Yomav Ushnosav Shal Adam. The Rif has a Girsa Makatsrim Shnosav Shal Adam, and the Rosh has a Girsa Makatsrim Yomav Ushnosav. Let's take a look for a moment at Rabbeinu B'chai at the beginning of Parshas Vayechi. And he writes that Chaya Adam Nigzorim Hem Kefi Mishpat Amarocha. It means that there's some sort of concept called Mishpat Amarocha up in the constellations, and depending upon, I guess, when a person was born, that would determine how long he would live. Afal Pi Shemarechas HaKochavim Mechayeves Yesh Al Koach Amarocha Koach Elyon. So above the Mishpat HaMarocha, there's a higher level, a Koach Elyon, which will determine based on Schar V'Onesh whether or not God can add years to a person's life or the opposite. And just like Katzar Min Yehoram Ben Yachiza B'Onesh Edorash B'Chelyav Lavod Zorah, so that Yehoram is an example of a case where God cut down the years of his life. So why does it say here Shlosh Dvar Makatsum Yomav Ushnosov? There are many things that are Makatsum Yoshov. Whatever the original Gzeirah is, it could be changed, and a person's life could be shortened. If you take the Girsa of the Rush, Makatsum Yomav Ushnosov, we could say that other things other than these three are Makatsum Shnosov and are not Makatsum Yomav. And what's unique about these three is Makatsum not just Shnosov but also Yomav. But according to the Gir Sarif, that Makatsum Shnosov, and that's all we have, we don't have Yomav. The question is, there are many things that are Makatsum Shnosov. Now, the Rabbeinu B'chai says that there are certain things that are makatsum b'toris onesh. However, hanach dvarim, these things that are indicated here in our Gemara, it would seem that eino megeder onesh, but rather, as the Marsha says it, misha nosen lo sefer Torah likros, havile ki'ilu nosen lo chayim, right, ki hu chayecha. The Torah is your life. So if they give him a Sefer Torah and he refuses to read it, then he doesn't want life. And therefore, Makatsum Shnosov, that's not a punishment. Or for example, Nosen Lo Levarech. Right? They give him a chance to be Mevarech. Or Oreach Mizbarech Mibirchoso Shel Balabayis V'ulo Rotzel Lizbarech. The person doesn't want these brachas. Therefore, Makatsum Chayav Ushnosov. That doesn't mean that it's together onesh, but that's just simple a natural result of the fact that he refuses to take the bracha. But let's talk a little bit more about Nosnim Lo Sefer Torah Likros V'eino Kore. The Meiri comments, Misha Nosnim Lo Sefer Torah Likros V'eino Kore Mitoch Gaiva Shebo The language of the Meiri seems to indicate that if they give him a Sefer Torah to read and he doesn't read it, and we said that the punishment is Makatsum Yom Vishnosov, it's only because the reason he refuses to read from the Sefer Torah is because of his mid of Gaiva. And so too, Amanik Atzmo Birabanut. He's knowing he acts and he behaves because of Gaiva. He thinks so highly of himself. And it could be that a person could be Noeg Atzmo Birabanut Bitsina, and that might be less, rejected, that could be more acceptable. And the Eitz Yosef explains that the Lashon HaManig Atzmo, Morashuhu Beino Levein Atzmo, Shezeh Osu, Shetzoch Yishayeh Levavo Nichna V'Nishbar, Ushfal Ruach Mi'od. So according to the interpretation of the Eitz Yosef, even in a very private realm, there's a chisaron of manig atzmo berabanut. In other words, he thinks of himself as great. He's not libo nichna. He's not libo nishbar. He's not shval ruach. He's govel libo chas v'shalom. And therefore, even if he does so b'tzina. Now, if on the other hand, he does so b'farhesya, in front of other people, in other words, he feels that it's necessary for him to, shall we use the terms, you know, step up to the plate, and to be noeg, and to be a manig, and to exercise rabbanut over the people, lahatil emal abrios, because he wants people to accept his word. And that's already a whole different story. It would seem from the Meiri again that we began with that Nosim Lo Kos Levarach Veinu Mevarach Makatsim Yovish Nosov. That's again because he refuses to be Mevarach because of Gaiva. Who am I? You know, let somebody else take the bracha. And therefore, these three things that are Makatsim Yovish Nosov only apply when he doesn't mitoch Gavas Halev. So if a person publicly is a manig, and he is manig be rabbanut lahatil emal at sibur kadesha yikavlus dvarv. That's already a different story. That's not mitok gaiva. That has a certain specific purpose. Now we're going to take a look at Tanchuma in Parshas Yisro. Vaydaber Elokim. It says Zesha Omar Kosuv Oz Ra'av Yisapra. So before you get up and make this public teaching, you should first review it for yourself and critically review it three times. Ma'isav Rabbi Akiva shekaro achazon berabim likro b'sefer Torah v'lo rotza lalos. Omer lo talmido of Rabbeinu lo kach limaritoru ki chayech v'yorch yomecha lo manimnata lalos. Rabbi Akiva, tell us, you're our Rebbe, why didn't you take this opportunity to read from the Sefer Torah? Amar Lehemi responded, Ha'avoda, which is like a Lashon Shvua, Lo nimnati el shelo sidarti osa shnayim u'shlosha pa'amin. I haven't prepared it two or three times. She'en adam rashoy lomar divrei Torah lefnei atzibur at she'yivshad osa shnayim u'shlosha pa'amin. He's got to review it twice, three times, before he presents it in front of the tzibur. So we see that Rabbi Akiva did not agree to be Ola Likros B'Sefer Torah because he had not organized and reviewed his Kriya twice or three times. So that's not a violation of Misha Nosim Lo Sefer Torah Likros Eina Kore, because a person is not allowed to read, says Rabbi Akiva, in front of the Tzibur unless he reviews it two or three times. We see clearly from this Tanchuma that im yomar osa lefishi yifsho lefneshi yifsho osa shlosh pa'amir is a gasus. If he takes the opportunity to represent the tzibur in a certain recitation, a certain teaching, and he hasn't yet reviewed it three times, that's gasus. That means he wants to lord it over everybody else, but he's not really prepared and he's not respecting the tzibur and their rights. And therefore, based on this Meiri, we can conclude that the Iser of not taking the Aliyah is only when he refuses to do so mitok gaiva, but in a case where he hasn't organized it two, three times. On the contrary, if he will go up and take this coven, that would be gasus ruach. And therefore, he doesn't violate anything by not stepping up to take this coven. The Gemara says in Sota Daf Hey, Kol Odom Sheish Bo Gasus Ruach, Shematomer Yeshno Bo Olam Tavlo Veinenu. Means the Baal Gaiva is Makatsum Shnosov, and you're looking around for him, he's not there. And according to the Meiri, we're talking about a case of Mishay Nekore, the reason why he refuses to read from the Sefer Torah is Mitok Gaiva. And all the others are also Mitok Gaiva. the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tafresh Yud Gimel writes that even though the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is that everyone should have his own Sefer Torah prepared, ready to read anytime, and he shouldn't have to run to borrow something from his friend, he says, Gam b'shar svarim sh'nischabru yesh l'chol echad lasos mehem kefi hayicholes mehaitama. If a person knows that there are great svarim that have been published, he should try the best of his ability to get a hold of them, so he shouldn't have to run around when he needs them to learn from them. And the Rush writes that ha'idna shekosun sefer Torah u'minichin oso b'batei knesios likros bo rabim. He says the following, that today our minig is that we write a sefer Torah, we leave it in the shul for the purpose of kriyas ha'Torah b'rabim. And is there a responsibility on every single Jew who has the money to do it to have a Sefer Torah, Chamisha Chum Shei Torah? And what about the Mishnah? And what about the Gemara? What about Pirushim? He should have all these Sfarim so he could be the Gisa Bo Yom of Alayla. He should be Nege, he should be a orangutan and given over to learning these Sfarim. And with his children as well. That's the broader mitzvah according to the Sefer HaChinuch of Ksiva Sefer Torah. To be able to learn from the Sefer Torah, V'limdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam, and to teach it and pass on the transmission of the Torah. So any book that will enhance, any Sefer that will enhance a person's ability to transmit the Torah, to learn the Torah, transmit the Torah, a person is obligated to write them or buy them. And this is all part of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the extended mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Now, the Prisha is of the opinion that according to the Rush, there is no mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah at all. And the reason for that is that the Rush says that in our time the minhag is to have the Sifrei Torah in the Beis HaKnesses for the reading of Rabbin. So what would be, according to the Prisha, in our times, if somebody receives Sfarim and he doesn't read them, then maybe this principle that we learned here of Mishanosno Sefer Torah Likrosein and Koriz Makatsum Lo Yom of Shnosa, maybe that would apply in our time to other Sfarim. If a person was given these Sfarim and he refuses to take them. Now, are we talking about a case of when we say Nosnim lo Sefer Torah Likros v'ein kore, k'shenosn Sefer Torah liyachid, it meant that they gave it to an individual to study, and the Gemara bases it on the pasuk ki hi chayecha v'yorch yomecha, that's limud Torah v'yachid. And therefore the yisod, what underlies this halach of makatsum yomav, is because they give him a Sefer Torah to study and he doesn't study from it. If they give him other Sfarim and he refuses to study from it, then that also, l'chora, would come under the same makatsum yomav and shnosav, because he's not interested in study. So it doesn't mean only a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah was because back in those days they would study Torah from the Sefer Torah. And this guy refuses to accept the Sefer Torah. Or perhaps we're talking about a case of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. If you take a look in Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, in the Eliyahu Rabbah, he writes that when the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch leave, both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch left out this din of Kol Misha Noslo Sefer Torah Likro Seinu Kore, is dafka because at the time of the Shas, when they would call to the Aliyah, the Ole, not the Chazim, is therefore the Eliyahu Rabbah holds that that's only the Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. And then it comes out that Benosin Lo Shars from Likros Vayna Korbem Ein Makatsum Yodav Ushnosa. If they give him other Sfarim, that's not included in this whammy. Aval yesh la'ayin, but what is missing here is binosim lo likros chamesh megilos or aftorah betzibur v'eino kori. Is that included in this makatzim lo of nosim lo sefer Torah? Or is it dafka sefer Torah and not nach? The Gvuras Yitzchak quotes Reb Chaim from a sefer called Likutei Agrach, and he says that in Briska on Simchas Torah, when they gave the sefer Torah to the Grach, and he would go around during that kofas, he would never give it over to anyone else. He wouldn't ask someone else to take the sefer Torah from him. Because of the din of Mishan Nosin Lo Sefer Torah Likros V'Eino Kori Bo. It seems that the Grach held that Nosin Lo Sefer Torah, to hold on to the Sefer Torah and to be makiv, you know, to go around with it, that also comes under Nosin Lo Sefer Torah. It's Lav Dafka Likros Bo. And there were many times where Reb Chaim would go around the with his Sefer Torah HaKofas for the entire period of HaKofas, because no one was offering to relieve him and take the Sefer Torah from him. But we see clearly that the Reb Chaim was of the opinion that you don't take this Gemara Nosin Lo Sefer Torah Likros literally. That's Dafka Nosin Lo Sefer Torah Likros. But just simply they gave him a Sefer Torah. Even if they didn't give it to him for the purpose of learning or reading, but rather l'hakav as a beis hakneses, that's also a purpose. And any purpose, if he refuses to take the opportunity, then he's considered makatzim. Now the Marsha says that if somebody nosim lo sefer Torah likros v'eino kori, that's not a punishment, as we said before. It's just a natural consequence because they're giving him chayim, as the pasuk says, ki chayecha. But that logic would only apply if they give him for the purpose of kriya, as the Gemara says, likros bo. If they give him from any other purpose, like hakofis, that's not included under this tam. It's only likros bo. Now the Meiri, as we quoted earlier, holds that Mishan also no sefer Torah likros v'eino kori, that's only if he does it because of gaiva. But if the reason he doesn't read it is because of some other purpose, some other reason, like we spoke about not being prepared in front of the tzibur, you didn't review it enough, then ein mekatzim yom. Now, getting back to the case of Reb Chaim, where they gave him a sefer Torah for hakofis, then if, let's say, kashal olechos a sefer Torah od, he gets to the point where it's hard for him to go around with the sefer Torah, then no soliacher shalom mitam gaiva is lo shayach haitaima. If the Meir is saying that the only reason you violate this no silo sefer Torah likros v'eino kori is because of gaiva, then if a person doesn't read from the sefer for another reason, for any other reasons, it would not be makatzim yonah. So mishan also sefer Torah lechos v'hikiv bo, right? Reb Chaim's scenario: the kashal olachos b'sefer Torah od, and therefore nos no liacher shalom itam gaiva lo shayach haitaima. However, let's ask the following question. Even if we assume that Nosin Lo Sefer Torah for another reason, not Likros Bo, would apply if he doesn't want to accept the Sefer Torah for whatever that purpose is, Makatzim Yomav, is Lechora Nire, Tahainu Rak Im Lo Rotzel Lechos Bo, Ulahakiv Bo, Avol Misha Lokra Sefer Torah Vihikiv Bo, Vi'ein Kitzva Lekamaz Man Shiochel Ahakiv Bo, is Kol Shem Mosro Liacher, Achri shekvar higiv bo v'kiyam ha-mitzvah lo avi li-mem shemekatzim yom avushnoso. Once he has fulfilled his responsibility to Hakiv. Now he's fulfilled the mitzvah. We should not say Makatzim Yom Shnosav if he allows someone else to take the Sefer Torah and fulfill the mitzvah. Let's look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchus Sefer Torah Locha Vav. The Rambam writes, Lo Yalchas Onam Sefer Torah Bizroo V'Ikones Bo LeBeis HaMerchatz. He shouldn't be holding a Sefer Torah going into a bathhouse, or LeBeis HaKise, a bathroom, LeBeis HaKvaros, a cemetery. Afal Pishu Koroch B'Mitpachos, even though it's covered by what we call the mantle. V'Nosin L'Toch HaTikshalo, so it's all wrapped up. That's number one. Shouldn't go into these places. Lo yikaribo, and he shouldn't read it from it. Ad sheyarchik arba amas min ames. Should be at least 4 amas away from the body. So the Kesefisher writes, V'afgav de pashtei de braisa mashved lo asve Torah leil chabes hakvaras v'sefer Torah bizro ela bekorebo. So the implication, says the Kesef Mishnah, from the Braisa, at simple pshat in the Braisa, is the Torah only acid going into the Beis HaKvaros of the Sefer Torah Likros Bo. And the Rambam says explicitly you can't go in with the Sefer Torah even if you're not reading from it. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Nirish Rabbeinu Mefarsh Litarati Ketani Lo Yahalch BeBeis HaKvaros V'Sefer Torah Bizro O Kore, the bechol chad mihani, ika mishum loig l'rosh. Tachiza sefer Torah bizro, afal pishena kore bo, is mitzvahi v'isbe mishum loig l'rosh. So we see from the Rambam that lecho sefer Torah, even if he's not reading it, is a kiyum mitzvah, he's mekayim mitzvah. And that would appear to be the opinion of Tosfos in Megillat Daf Lamed Beis. But according to Reb Chaim, Lo Rak Shenosno Likros Alfilu Nosno Lahakiv is Ein Lim Soliach. And Nir Dafilu Im Ein Nosim Velo Lahakiv Elenosim Lo Sefer Torah Lachos. Forget about Lahakiv, even to hold on to the Sefer Torah. If there is a mitzvah Lecho Sefer Torah, and that's something that you don't want to refuse. To receive the Sefer Torah. The Imkain Makatsum Yoma Vushnosov. Vachene Nosilo Sefer Torah Liglo. We're talking about Glila now. Kemich Mitzvah Ka'ovid Aimless Sarev Milkabala Sefer Dimisarev Milkabla Makatsum Yoma Vushnosov. Very interesting. Another example of where we give the Sefer Torah into the hands of someone, and it's a mitzvah lecho. It's just the achiza itself is a mitzvah. Therefore, we should be very careful not to be misharif, not to refuse to accept it. Now, Sefer Torah likros bo. I understand it says ki hu chayech v'yorch yomecha. If he doesn't read it, then his years will be shortened. But in the case of Koshel Bracha Levarech Venu Mevarech, it says Vavorcha Varechecha Umihai Taima Anshu Klola Minatora Shemekatsum Yavush Nosa Valo Bibracha Shorech Mevarech Levalabayis Eno Mevarech Barichas Yomim. When we high time on shu klolo me atorvish and hey chetesi mekatzlosh. Yeah, what's the source for this halach of koshel bracha veinu mevarech? Now Rashi says the chsiv vavorcha mevarechecha veoreach hamevarech birkas amozon mevarech lebalabayis. And this is codified by the Rambam Perek Beis Milchus Brachos. Then when the Oreach is Mevarech Eitzel Balabais, Mosif Bracha Lebalabais. And the Mogen Avram in Siman Reish Aleph writes the Dafka Kshe Mevarech Al Hakos Im Eino Mevarech Lebalabais Mekatzer Yomav. Avol Im Eino mevarech al hakos, eino makatsu yomav, im eino mevarech. So this klala, so to speak, of kitzu yomav, this punishment is only applicable to someone who refuses to be mevarech the baal habayis. He omits the bracha of the oreach for the baal habayis, but if he doesn't want to accept the brachas al hakos per se, that's not enough of a reason for makatsu yomav. And the source for the Magen Avraham really depends upon if the Mevarech al HaKos is Milishna de Gemara. But although it's Milishna de Gemara, it doesn't have to be taken. One second, let's read it again. The Magen Avraham says, I see. The Magen Avraham questions the Girsa, and maybe the Girsa should be Mishen Noslim Lo Koshel Bracha, as opposed to the Oreach. I mean, there's no definite indication here that we're talking about an Oreach. Now the Mashas Shekel explains the Magen Avraham that Kshenosin Lo Kos Oz Chayv Levarech Baal Habayis. In other words, that because we're benching with a kos, that generates a chiyuv to be mevarech the Baal Habayis. The below kos, in the absence of a kos, ain chiyuv al oreach levarech le Baal Habayis, and perhaps. Why would the Magen Avraham require a kos in order to set up a chiyuv oreach levarech baal habayis? The Rambam doesn't mention that the chiyuv levarech baal habayis depends upon if he's mevarech al kos. It would seem from the Rambam's simas haloshon that even if he doesn't have a kos, he's still chayv to be mevarech the baal habayis b'toras oreach. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Shlosha Tzrichim Rachman Melech Tov Shana Tova V'Chalom Tov. Rashi says in these three categories they need Bakashas Rachmim Sheyavo V'fishem B'yodo Shalakadosh Baruch V'en Lehem Rishus Lovo Ela Bershuso. These are things that come to pass only through a special Hashgach HaYodo Shalakadosh Baruch, not automatic. Rashi seems to indicate that these categories, these dvarim, are in the yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in the yad of Shluchim. And therefore, we have to ask Hashem supplications of Vakish Rachm Shiavov. V'tzorach b'yir, Ma'inaf g'minim adover b'yodosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yad Shlucho b'kolof and tzrichim l'rachamim. So what does Rashi mean that because this is Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore it needs Rachman? Even if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get involved directly, but he sends a Shliach, I would still think you need Rachman. But we'll take a look at for a moment at the Maldim in Sefer Shmuel. At the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, he says, Yesh be'inyan ha'tfilo shtei madregos, yesh mispalo al yidei emtza'i, v'hu shemevakesh shetayosa bakoshes al yidei ha'malochim, olitzim, maskirim, al yidei schios, yesh mem tzedek, v'chein yivakesh ha'ezer v'atshua gamken al yidei emtza'i. So that's someone who is mevakesh in his tfilos, ezer, through another intermediary. The Yeshim is called B'liam Tzai. As the Chacham say, Al Tehi Soveach V'lo Lo L'Micha V'lo L'Gavriel Ela Mi K'Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Elav. So if he's mispal directly to Hashem without an Emtzai, he doesn't have to be Marach his Tefillah, because he's not being Mevakesh Litzadik, he's not asking that Hashem give him a grant because of his great merits. and he's not demanding something through what we call derech hamishpat, but he's asking for chesed and chanina, for a gift that's gratis, as Gemara says, lebracha shatzadikim afal pishyeshan litlos v'masim tov menim avakshim elamat naschino. And therefore, eino tzarch laharech ulatzia zchuyoso. But in contrast, if someone is coming forth with a need and a bakosha, not directly, but through melitzim, through different kinds of intermediaries, who are mesaper zchuyoso, Shebahem yivare ki roi sheteose bakoshoso al pi din. They are trying to clarify that he deserves to have this bakosha filled based on din, based on whatever he did. Is then sorach lesadet tanoso ulevar zchuyos. Zchuyoso. So if that be the case, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, who says shloshu dvarim tzrichim rachmim, lo ayidei skuyosu v'tanosa v'derech mishpat, and the reason is ki achri shehem b'yavashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means he can't be mispal through some emtsoi, he has to go right to the source, because God has monopolized the control over this area, he hasn't shared it with any emtsoi, any malach, v'chein tzoch levakish derech hanina v'chesed v'yein lo litlos v'maisim tovim. So then he's like the tzaddik who comes directly in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instead of being told in his Maisim Tovim, he's only Mavakesh Amat Naschino. And he doesn't need Laharech Latzia Schuyosa when he's asking for Amat Naschino. It's just he himself, you know, that close relationship or the admiration for such a tzaddik, that's going to bring about the Aniel of Bakoshosa. So he doesn't need to be Matzia Schuyos. But if a person Shola Yidei Melitzim, then he's got to present his, you know, he's got to present his rights, so to speak, his good deeds that would allow him to hopefully find favor in the eyes of God and have his requests fulfilled. And this is all based on the Malbim in Shmuel. The Mabit seems to have a different approach. He writes in the Shara Tefila, "Ein roi le'odem shishol tzrochov me'akilis barach derech chiyu ve'hechrich." Person shouldn't ask for receiving the goods because of his own credentials, his merits. Kmo shesholos es chaviro. You ask your friend sometimes lefro lo chovo, that you owe him something and you want to pay him up. Kimasha hikdim ha'odom liyotzro sheyishal mimenu derech chiyuv. And he quotes the pasuk in Iyov, mi hikdimani vashalem tachas kol hashamayim lihu. And the drasha of Chazal in Vayikarav, nosatili Satolo, Bai Saka Hamartilo, Vasisa Makel, Hagecha, the Kasavta, Vazus Bay Sekhana Satilo Soda, Amale Lo Takash, Bishar Bahamor, Yachtav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, he doesn't owe anything to anybody. So therefore, you always have to ask from Hashem for Derech Hanina and Chesed. And we find in the Medrash Rava in Dvarim Amalei Omer Rav Yochanan Shalom Ispal Moshe El Belosh Tachnunu Mikana Talamin She'en Lebirya Klu Eitzel Bora Sharei Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av of all the Neviim, and he himself could only come Belosh Tachnunu. We see that it's impossible to be Mavakish from Hashem B'tor Eschiyu for our Maisim Tovim. It's always got to be B'toras Chinam. And again, this will be difficult to reconcile with the Malbim, who says that you can, if you know, in certain cases, you're asking you know, for some emtsoi to help you out over here, you could be mevakesh, but it's got to be alidei skuyosa v'tanosa. That's not the impression you get from the Malbim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll see if maybe we can understand the Malbim and reconcile them with the Malbim.